بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في الأراضين. أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من خير أعوانه وأنصاره. این بیست مناجات امام علی علیه السلام سید I have come to you. Oh my God, I am running towards you because of two reasons. First, you know what I need. It's not only you know what I need, but you know better than me. Because of that, I'm coming to you. So, and I'm sure that you will give me what I need. Never you will reject me. You will not deny me. You will give me what I need. And what is useful for me, also you will give it to me. But exactly, I don't know what is useful for me and what is harmful for me. So I will not ask you anything. You give me what you think is good for me and prevent me from what you think is harmful for me, is bad for me. This is first. The second reason of my coming to you, O my Lord, is that my fate, my lot in your hand, my future in your hand. You can increase my profit, my benefit, my use, as you can reduce it. So you can change my fate. You can change what you decided for me. Because of that, I'm coming to you. There is a question. Is it possible to be changed my future? And is it possible we say that Allah will change our fate? Allah will change our future? Allah will change our lot? Or is not possible? This is a concept of bada. Concept of bada. Bada means appearance, which a lot of Sunni scholars speak against Shia because of they are believing and they are faith in bada. They talk a lot and they wrote a lot of books against Shia because of their believing and their faith in the concept of Bada. So now we want to find out exactly what is the concept of Bada without regarding to Shia's idea or Sunni's idea. We want to analyze this concept to find out is it possible or not. Actually, bada means appearance. For instance, you decided something to do something, some type of action. But after some time, you got new knowledge concerning that action which you want to do it. You will change your decision. You say, I will not do it because it's not useful for me. For instance, you decided to go to somewhere in the next
year.
But after some months from your decision, you will find out this journey is harmful for you and there is no any benefit on it. You will leave it and you will not go. This means bada. Bada means appear to them that which, what they decided to do is not good. And we have in Holy Quran, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا عَمَلُوا وَهَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Appear to them the evil of what they have done, the evil of what they have and what they have done here, it will appear to them. Sometimes you will do something and we think it's good, but later on we will find out what we have done was wrong, was bad. So this is bada. Exactly this concept based on ignorance. Because I didn't know, appeared to me that this is good, and what I decided is not good, it was bad. If we describe this concept to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is wrong. And we can relate it to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and we say that we believe in bada in this concept, in this meaning, by this meaning. This is not correct. But what is the meaning of bada, which we say bada lillah, appear to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Even is not only we believe in bada. We have some riwayah, hadith from A'imma alayhim as-salam. They emphasizing and insisting in the concept of bada. For instance, Shaykh al-Saduq, rahmatullah alayh, narrates from Imam al-Baqir or from Imam al-Sadiq. He's narrating from Zurara. Zurara was one follower and was student of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and Imam Baqir alayhi salam as well. Imam alayhi salam says, "Ma ubid Allah azza wa jal bi shay'in mithl al-bada'. Never Allah was worshipped as he was worshipped like bada." What is the meaning of this? Never Allah was worshipped as he was worshipped by bada. As he was worshipped by bada. What is the meaning of this? And also we have narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, "Ma ba'atha Allah azza wa jalla nabiyyan hatta ya'khudha alayhi thalatha khisalin." Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent all of the prophets by three missions. One, al-iqrar bil-ubudiyyah, worshipping of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Testimony of worshipping of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Second, denying and rejecting al-shirk lillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. The third one, al-bada, which means Allah will change what he decided. We have another riwayah an al-Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, from Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, eighth Imam. "Ma ba'atha Allah nabiyyan qattu illa bitahrim al-khamr wa an yuqirra lahu bil-bada." Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent all his prophets by two missions. One, tahrim al-khamr, forbidding of khamr, alcohol. Second one, they must testify the concept of bada. They must claim the concept of bada. There are a lot of traditions and ahadith concerning the Bada, and we say one of the pillar of our belief and our faith is Bada. We are as a followers of A'imma alayhim as-salam, we believe in Bada. As we mentioned just now, the meaning of Bada is appearance after you got the knowledge about what you decided. Exactly, we can't relate this concept to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So, we want to find out what is the reality and what is the fact and what is the nature of Bada. Bada means we can change our faith by our good action or by our bad action. We can change it. This is in our hand. Allah decided for us something, but we can change it by our action. Either good action or bad action. Sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala decided something which is good for us, but will change our path, will change our way towards wrong path. So Allah will change what He decided for us. Sometimes we are going wrong way, or we are in the path, bad and wrong path, but we'll return to Allah, we'll regret to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah will change His decision concerning our faith, concerning our laws. The first question is that, is it possible to be changed the decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala or not? Is it possible or not? So later on, we will talk how it's possible to be changed. Let's go back to Holy Quran and find out, is it possible to be changed the decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala or not? There are a lot of verses of Holy Quran in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explain about changing of His decision. For instance, in Surah Al-Ra'd, Chapter 13, verse 11. Allah says, "Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi'anfusihim." Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi'anfusihim. Indeed, Allah does not change a people's lot unless they change what is in their soul, unless they change themselves. If they change themselves, Allah will change their lot. Allah will change their fate. Allah will change their future. So this word indicates that the changing of the vision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is possible. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Allah will not change the people's lot unless they change themselves. This means that it's possible to be changed the decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And there is another verse of Holy Quran in Chapter A'raf, chapter 7, verse, I think, 96. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ, if the people of the towns, or if the people of the village or towns, had been faithful and God way, if they believe in Allah and if they have taqwa. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَحْلَى الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا have been faithful and have taqwa to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we would have opened to them blessing from the heaven and from the earth. وَلَكِنْ but they deny what we sent to them. وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا we took them because of their action, because of their deed, because of their bad action. And there is a very famous verse in Holy Quran which you recited in Salatul Ghufayla, Namaz Ghufayla. وَظَنُونَ اِذْذَهَبَ مُغَاظِبًا Do you know, when Imam Sajjad alayhi salam arrived to Sham, to Damascus, and they took them to Majlis of Yazid. Yazid addressed Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, he asked him, is it possible for me Tawbah or not? Allah will forgive me or not? Is it possible me to get forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala or not? Imam Sajjad alayhi salam told him, yes, it's possible. He said, how? Imam alayhi salam said, if you perform every night Salatul Ghufayla, Allah will forgive you. Some followers of A'imma alayhi salam, they told Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, O Yabna Rasulullah, why did you tell him so? Imam said, he will not get tawfiq to do it. He will not get tawfiq to perform the Salatul Ghufayla. So this is for importance of Salatul Ghufayla. In Salatul Ghufayla, what we say? We say, وَظَنُّونَ اِذْذَهَبَ مُغَاظِبًا This verse is concerning the event of Yunus alayhi salam. Yunus was one of the prophets of Bani Israel. He left his ummah towards sea. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his ummah repented to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala decided to send them azab and fire and damage and everything. But because they went to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah changed his decision. And Yunus alayhi salam came. فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتِ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ In Surah chapter Safat, chapter 37, verse 143. فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتِ Then the fish took him. The fish took him. Why? He was blameworthy, was blaming himself. Later on, Allah decided him to be in the stomach of fish up to day of judgment. But Yunus alayhi salam said, La ilaha illa ant, subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. If you recite these words, Allah mentioned the useful and effect of this verse. What is after that? فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِرُ Some of our ulama are advising to be recite this verse. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين only this part of it 400 times, actually for those people who can do it, 400 times in sajde. And Ayatullah al-Uzma, al-Sheikh Muhammad Hussein al-Isfahani, the teacher of Sayyid al-Khuri, rahmatullah alayhi, and the ustad of Allama Tabatabahi, and ustad of a lot of maraji, he writes that whosoever practice and do such words and such dhikr every night or every day 400 times in sajda, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him fastajabna lahu wa najjaynahu min al-gham here and hereafter. وَكَذَلِكَ نُمْجِدْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Only in this verse Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned the effect of his dhikr. However, Yunus said to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, oh my God, I make mistake. Glory to you, I make mistake. Allah says, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. If and had he not been one of those who celebrate Allah's glory, because he says, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْ, there is no God but you. Subhanaka. La ilaha illa. Inni kuntu minaz zalim. I am zalim. He would have surely remained in this place till the day of judgment. But because he changed himself, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also changed his decision. So there are a lot of verses. Even we have one sermon in Nahj al-Balagha. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَأَيْمُ اللَّهِ مَا كَانَ قَوْمٌ قَطُّ فِي غَضِّ نِعْمَةٍ مِنْ عَيْشٍ فَزَالَ أَنْهُمْ إِلَّا بِذُنُوبٍ اِجْتَرَحُوهَا عَلَى اللَّهِ وَذَلِكَ لَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ فَلَوْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ حِينَمَا تَنْزِلُ بِهِمُ النِّقْمَةِ وَتَزُولُ عَنْهُمُ النِّعْمَةِ لَقَضَعُوا إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ بِخَالِصٍ مِنْ نِيَّاتِهِمْ وَصِدْقٍ مِنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ لَرَدَّ عَنْهُمْ كُلَّ شَارِدٍ. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, I swear by God, وَأَيْمُ اللَّهِ قَدْتُ. If you have blessing of God, you have mercy of God, and Allah removed from you, is not but because of your sin. Wherever you have problem, any type of problem, you must go to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah will send back to you His blessing and His mercy. A man came to Imam Sadr alayhi salam and he said, oh, Yabna Rasulullah, I have a lot of problem. I'm poor man. I have nothing. This is one. Secondly, I don't have child. Which zikr should I do it and repeat it so I can get worthy, I can get money, I can get child? Imam Ali alayhi salam said, you must repeat a lot of times, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayhi. He's surprised. How? Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam recited for him this verse of Holy Quran, which he said, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If they believe and they do istighfar to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in another verse, do istighfar to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we open the gate of heaven to them and we send to them rain. However, There are a lot of verses of Holy Quran and Ahadith concerning this issue, that it concerning the possibility of changing the decision of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And there is one verse also in Holy Quran which Imam Ali alayhi salam says, if this verse of Holy Quran wasn't, I was informing you up to day of judgment what will happen. But because of this verse, I will not inform you. Because sometime I will inform you and maybe some event will be changed. The verse in Surah Al-Ra'd, chapter 13, verse 39. Chapter 13, verse 39. يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءَ وَيُثْبِتْ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. Allah effaces and confirms whatever He wishes. And with Him is the mother of the book, أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. What is the meaning of this verse? We will talk about it. Yes, the Jews don't believe in changing of the decision of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They said Yadullahi Maghlulah in chapter 5 verse 64, Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5 verse 64. قَالَتِ الْيَهُودِ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولًا. The Jews say Allah's hand is tied up. They don't want to say, no, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, His hand has been tied. No. They want to say Allah created everything and decided everything, so He left everything in His position, so He will not change anything. Because He knew everything. Allah Tabaraka is not ignored everything. He knew everything, so He decided everything, so after that He left it to its position. His decision never will be changed. This is the meaning of Yadullahi Maghlula, the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala are up. This is the meaning of this. But we, as a followers of A'imma alayhim wa salam, we say no. The decision of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is possible to be changed. How is possible to be changed? Because of that. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has two types of decision and has two types of decree of faith for us. One, conditional decision. Second, absolute decision. Conditional decision, which means Allah decided for us, but is in condition. It's possible to be changed. Absolute position never be changed. Like what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala decided. Wherever there is sun, there should be day. This cannot be changed. Wherever there is moon, there is night, it cannot be sun. This is the decision, absolute decision, which never changed. But the other decision of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala concerning our faith possible to be changed. For instance, we say this candle can remain for and can work for 2 hours. But this is conditional thing. If you put it near to the window and air, it will remain only for 1 hour. I have this car. This car can work for me for 30 years. But if I don't take care of it, maybe it is spoiled after 10 years. Or this car is for 30 years. But if take care of it, it can remain for 40 years, 50 years. Our life, our future, our faith, our lot is the same. الله تبارک و تعالی این سورة الانعام chapter 6 verse 2 says هو الذی خلقکم من طین. الله تبارک و تعالی who created you from clay خلقکم من طین. After that he decided two periods, two terms for your life. ثم قضى أجلا. He decided one أجل. أجل means term, time. This is one. This is conditional one. وأجل مسمى عنده. This one is up to you. وأجل مسمى عنده. But absolute term, absolute period, absolute time is with him. It cannot be changed. So concerning this type of ahadith and verses of Holy Quran, our faith is possible to change. Allah decided something for us, but we do good in our life and it's possible to be changed. Allah will increase it. Allah will change it. In by our good action or by our bad action. Let me read this hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, "Silatul arham, tuzakkil a'mal." Silatul arham, keeping in touch with family, with relatives. This means Silatul Arham. To go to visit your uncle, your aunt, your brother, your sister, your family. Tuzakkil a'mal. Purify your deed. Your amal. Your deed. Silatul Arham. Keeping in touch with your relatives. Purify your deeds, your salat, your saum, your fasting, your hajj. This is one. Second, وَتُنَمِّ الْأَمْوَالِ and increase and grow up your worth, your property, your money. If you want to put more number and zero in your account, you must do Salatul Rahim. You must visit your family, your relatives. وَتَدْفَعُ الْبَلَى and prevent the calamity, al-bala, evil from your life. وَتُيَسِّرُ الْحِسَابِ تُيَسِّرُ الْحِسَابِ and make easy our auditing. وَتُنْسِعُ فِي الْأَجَلِ and postpone our death. Only Silatul Arham. This means it's possible to be changed. I remember this story. One of our ulama mentioned this story in his book. Says a man during the Shah times was working with Sawab. Sawab like CIA. He was during the Shah. Intelligence office. He says I was file keeper in that office. A man was judged by the people to be died, to be hanged. But fortunately, he could run away. We couldn't get him. He was in prison, but he could run away. After 1 week, they came to me and they asked me, please bring his file. I wanted to take out his file, I couldn't get it. Whenever I tried to get his file, I couldn't. Every day, the judge was asking me, bring this file. I was, okay, I will bring it later. After some days, he realized, I don't have this file. They told me, you had agreement with him, and you released him. After that, you did something to his file, because his file is not him. So they wanted to kill him, kill me instead of him. Fortunately, I had good relationship with head of that office, and I could get leave only for 40 days or 1 month. I don't remember exactly. I went back to my house. I don't know what I should do. I was against all ulama and scholars, but I went to the mosque, which is near in our house, and I asked Imam of the mosque, please, I have a big problem. I don't know what I should do. Can you teach me and let me know one zikr or action which I can solve my problem? The Imam of the mosque told me, it is the best zikr is Ziyaratul Ashura. By 100 times salam to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, assalamu alaykum ya Allah wa ala al-awahid al-li halat al-thana'ik, and 100 times after salam, which is Allahumma al-an awwala zalim zalama haqqa Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. If you recite 40 days, may Allah resolve your problem. I was engaged by this problem. They wanted to kill me. And I knew them. They would kill me surely. So, every day I was going to my ceiling. I was going sometime outside of my house. And I was reciting Ziyaratul Ashura and I was crying. After 30 days, once I was going towards my house, I met an old man. He was going towards some work. His name was Haji Rajab Ali. He raised his head towards me and he told me, oh, do you think Allah will forgive you by your action? All your problems because you are sent, because you have bad action. I asked him, because I knew him, this old man was pious. I asked him, what I have done? What is my problem? First of all, I thought, because maybe I'm working with this office. He told me, because of your sister. This is 4 years. You didn't visit your sister. Is it fair? And because of Ziyarat Ashura alayhi salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent his mercy to you and changed what he decided for you. The decision for you was to be killed. But because you have done Ziyarat Ashura, Allah changed his decision, but in this condition. You must go to your sister and make her satisfied with yourself. I said, yes, you are right. Go and buy some rice, oil, something else, and send it to your sister's house. I went and I bought a lot of things. I went to my sister's house and I knocked the door. When she came and looked at me, she started to cry. And she told me, you are not my brother. You are not my brother. Go away. Go. I don't want to see you. I started to apologize and I told her, please, I'm in a very bad situation. I have a big problem. Help me. Be satisfied with me. She refused. I asked her, please, let me come inside your house. I entered her house. She told me, remember, 4 years ago, my husband passed away through accident. Once I came to your house, third time I came to your house, only for visiting you, nothing else. Because I didn't have anybody else than you. But your wife started to complain against me and shouting at me. Instead to support me, you supported your wife. I didn't come to your house and never you came to me to ask of me, what am I doing? Sometimes I didn't have anything to eat. Sometimes I didn't have anything to buy clothes for my children. And never during 4 years you have come to me to ask of me, are you my brother? Is it fair? I cried. I said, oh, apologize. Please, I have big problem. Forgive me. She said, okay. And she started to cry for my problem. I went back and I went to the house of Haji Rajab Ali. I told him, oh, Haji Rajab Ali, I went to my sister's house and I make her satisfied with myself. He told me, okay, wait, I swear by God, because of your action, you had this problem. Because you didn't do salat for rahim, visiting your sister, your family, you had this problem. But fortunately, you went to the Imam of the mosque and he told you Ziyarat al-Ashura. Because of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, go back to your office, Allah will solve your problem. I told him, oh, how I can go to my office? They will kill me. Never I can get the file. I told him, no, listen to me, go. I went back to the office. In the morning, when I sat down, and I opened the drawer of the disk, I found out the file. I took it to the judge. He surprised. How did you get it? Several times I asked you to bring it. When it was, I narrated my situation for him. Because he was also Muslim actually. And he said yes. Yes, please, this is our life. Now there are a lot of histories. A man came to Imam Sadr alayhi salam and Imam alayhi salam told him, you're supposed to be died. But because of that action, Allah increased and added to your life 20 years. In our hometown, we had a sheikh. It was old man. I remember. Once he saw Imam Zaman alayhi salam in his dream and he asked him, oh, Yabna Rasulullah, what I should do to be satisfied with me? I want you to be satisfied with me. Imam Zaman alayhi salam told him, you're supposed to be died 10 years ago. But because of your good action, you are helping people. You are solving the problem between wife and husband. They are coming to you and you advise them. Because of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala increased your life by 20 years. I remember after 10 years from that dream, he passed away. So, the concept of bada is that our faith can be changed according to many verses of Holy Quran, according to traditions. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has different level of knowledge. One level of knowledge is Arsh. Another level of knowledge is Kursi. Another level of stage of knowledge is Lawh. Another stage of knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is al-qalam. And the last one is Ummul Kitab. Some prophets have access to some level of the knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because of that, maybe they will inform their followers or companions. Something will happen, but never will happen. Because they saw it in this level, this is the decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But they didn't have access to another decision. Because of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah is faith and confirm what He wishes. But وَإِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. He has the أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ is the name of the level or stage of knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. أُمْ means mother. Kitab means the book. Now in this munajat, we say and we address Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, oh my God, I'm coming to you, I'm running to you, because you know what is useful for me, what is good for me, this is one. Secondly, sometimes you decided something for me, but my future, my fate, my life in your hand. So we say, وَبِيَدِكَ لَا بِيَدِ غَيْرِكَ زِيَادَتِي وَنَقْسِي وَنَفْعِي وَضَرِّي. Once, maybe you heard about Zulqarnain or Bukht al-Nasr, sorry, I make a mistake. Whenever he was going with his soldiers, he was damaging everything. He was damaging everything and killing a lot of people. Once he entered the town of Hamadan, he gathered all the people of the town, Hamadan, in Iran. And he addressed them. He asked them, I have a question. Up to tomorrow you must bring the answer. My answer. If you bring correct answer, nothing on you. But if you bring for me the wrong answer, I will kill all of you. My answer is that Allah make me over of you, or myself have come over of you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make me to kill all of you, or you make me to kill all of you. I'm killing you by my power or by Allah's power. They understood that he wants to kill them, because if they say Allah, by Allah Ta'ala you kill us, he rejects it. How Allah wants me to kill you? If they answer, you are killing us, he says, I'm nothing. How I can kill all of you? They knew that he wants to kill them, but he wants to have justification. In the night, they gathered. One of them, the old man, told, I have his answer. He said, what is his answer? He said, tomorrow I will tell him. They were ready to be killed. When they gathered, the old man stand up and he told him, you are not killing us by Allah's power. And you are not killing us by your power. But you are killing us by our action. Our action, our deed, reflect you. You are manifestation of our action. You are sample and example of our action. We are doing bad. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make you to become over us. Like Bani Israel. Like the people after Imam Ali alayhi salam. And you know a lot of history about this. So we say, oh my God, everything in your hand. You know my fate, you know my future. But I'm doing bad. I would like to, I request you, ask you, I beg you to put my faith, my future in right way. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you very much, Shaykh. Brothers and sisters, you know, and this person of the
Shaykh, this argument, this example you gave, that when something happens, it's by your action. But, for example, Imam Ali was killed by very wicked people. How do we explain that? Because certainly it wasn't for his action. This was something else. This was the other person's action.
Yes, thank you very much. Please, this is a very good question. We don't have here anything general. So which you can say, because of action, because of that, he got such and such. Sometimes we are suffering because of our action. But sometimes, because of love of Allah towards us. And nobody knows what he received. Is it because of his action or because of love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? If we look at the life of A'imma, Imams alayhi salam, and look at the life of the Prophet, we'll find out they had a lot of problem and calamity in their, and trouble in their life. So it's not because of action, but because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loved them, so they got this type of problem in their life. So if for example we see somebody has a lot of problem in his life, we can't say because of his action. But sometimes it's because of our action. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ Whatever reads to you calamity or any type of problem and trouble to you is because of your hand, because of your deed, because of your action. This is worst of all going on. Even a man came to Imam Sadr alayhi salam, he said, whenever I try to do Salatul Layl, Nafilatul Layl, I can't do. Why? I don't have tawfiq to do Salatul Layl. Imam Sadr alayhi salam said to him, because your action in the day, your deed in the day prevents you from having tawfiq to offer nafilatul layl. This is sometimes. But how we can say, for example, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, by this problem which he faced because of his action? No. And even please, for that sometimes you see a man, a very good man, but his son is not good. He's not in right path. You can't say, oh, he didn't know how he should teach his child, his son. Never, nobody can say. Because Nuh alayhi salam, his son was bad. And some of our A'imma alayhi salam, isn't it? Their son were very bad. Like Ja'far al-Kazzaf, for instance. Son of Imam Hadi alayhi salam. Uncle of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. He was called Ja'far al Fadla.
Yes.
Alaykum salam.
You mentioned that if somebody is in problem and the Imam advised them to do istighfar, when we do istighfar in the right way, it is that we repent in the sense that we see what is the problem, we try to avoid that and all the different phases of istighfar. Is it something that Imam is sort of guiding us to say that take account of yourself all the time? Like, for example, the Prophet used to say that recite istighfar 70 times. So every moment we take account of ourselves. Is this the sort of guidance that we are getting from this sort of hadith?
Yes, thank you, Imam. I remember actually maybe almost 18 years ago, 20 years ago, I was in a madness. I was reciting Aza. And before our recitation of Aza, as you know, Maqtiyah, I was advising and speaking to the people. A pious, an artist, suddenly came to the majlis. When we finished, I was young. He called me, please come here. I didn't know him. I went to him, and he told me, when you look at the people, can you see their heart? What they need? I told him, no. First of all, I can't see their heart. Secondly, I can't know what they need. He told me, why you advise them? Your job is like doctor. You can give to everybody one type of medicine. Everybody needs a certain medicine, particular medicine, isn't it? So you must first of all know the sickness. Second, the medicine. Do you realize? I told him no. Said so. I told him why. I'm following their stuff. I never go. So some type of tradition and saying of A'imma alayhi salam is like that. It's only for particular man. Because Imam Sadiq alayhi salam look at that man and found out that he needs some type of istighfar. And he did it. And he could get. Usually, our scholars are advising us to do istighfar, because if we have sin in our heart, in our soul, wherever we try to polish it, we can't do. Wherever we try to raise our voice towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we can't do. First of all, we should make our heart empty from sin. We should purify our heart, our soul from sin. After that, we must raise our head towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and ask Him. Sometimes, if you recite thousands or million times, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa Atubu Ilayh, maybe we will not get the result which we can see. Actually, there is a result of it. But if pious man gives us the same zikr and we do it, we will get a lot of results. I remember a man was doing istikhara. Whatever you decided and you thought and you had it in your mind, he was telling you. Once I asked him, please, how did you get this one? Told me because one of our ustad and lecturer, he asked me to do a lot of some and certain type of zikr. Ask him, can you give me and I will do it. So he told me, no problem, I can't tell you what you should do, but there is no effect for it. Because there is no permission from Ustaz. Yes, Imam alayhi salam asked the man to do a certain type of istighfar, and he did it so he could get his result. Now, doing istighfar is good generally, but getting that type of result, this needs the soul of Imam alayhi salam to give to us.
Sheikh, we looked at that from the Quran, we can see that our faith can be changed depending on relations. Keeping aside from the hadith from Imam, why do the other Sunni, other Muslim brothers claim us for believing in Bada?
Yes, because they say Bada depends on ignorance. Bada means you didn't know and you change your mind. When we change our mind? Because we have the vision, isn't it? After that, we know something new and we change our decision. They say this Bada, changing of decision, based or depend on the ignorance. So it's not possible to say to Allah Ta'ala, he ignore. Isn't it? We say yes, if we translate Bada as in Loga, terminologically, it's not correct to relate it to Allah Ta'ala. But we have new concept for Bada. The Bada concerning of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala doesn't mean that Allah changed his decision which he didn't know. Yes, he changed his decision, but it's not because of his ignorance. But he make his decision conditional decision. And he made his decision upon of action. He said, if you do so, this is your faith. If you do something else, there is another thing. Like for instance, the teacher knows this student, particular student, in the end of the year will fail down. He can't pass because of his action now at the moment. But he knew if he changed his action and he worked hardly, he can pass his exam. This is not the same. They exactly, the scholars in Sunnisar, they didn't know and they couldn't understand what we say concerning the Bada. Only they focusing and concentrating in this point, they say Bada means ignorance. And to say Bada of Allah is not correct. Say yes, Bada terminology is ignorance, but there is technical issue of it.
Sorry, is it not a natural conclusion that if we have the exercise of free will,
yes,
and Allah is Adil, that quality of Adil will require Bada, because if we exercise our free will in a certain manner, it'll have to be different, his reaction to that will have to be different based on Adil to our doing a wrong act, for instance. It is the understanding in the other Muslims of Allah's Adl lacking, and therefore the concept of Bada is not fully understood.
Yes, Philip. We have three things which is disagreed between different schools of thought. One is Adl. The one Adl and free will. Second one is Al-Qadha wal-Qadha. Third one is Al-Bada. There is some type of relationship between these three concepts, these three ideas. But they are different at the same time. Yes, those people who believe in free will, they believe in concept of Bada. But some of them, they believe in free will, but unfortunately they don't know and they couldn't realize the concept of Bada. And they deny concept of Bada. Because there is differentship between a little type of differentship between Bada and free will. Yes, they say, I'm free. But the free will is different from changing of concept of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not everybody who believes in free will, he must believe in concept of Bada. No.
I don't want to interfere in your personal life or anything. But 20 years ago, the RF said, you see your audience, can you see the medicine they seek acquire? Have you progressed 20 years on? And can you sort of gauge what the audience require?
No. We have one verse in Holy Quran, maybe you know it, that eating meat, dead meat, is forbidden in Islam. But if you are in desert and there is nothing to eat, it is allowed, isn't it? Now I am from that actual meat, eating meat. Otherwise, I'm not worthy, I'm not fit to sit here. This is very difficult. And usually, I'm not advising anybody from that time. Whatever I say, I'm narrating only. But to advise and to, for instance, lecturing as a akhlaq, morality, this is, I'm not worthy for it. I'm not fit. And as someone is torra, غير باغ عليه from أكل الميتة eating of meat dead meat. So this is my situation.